From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Hexagon Live Conference.
Last week, ESRI announced its participation in the Obama administration's Connect Ed initiative, an effort to bring digital learning to K-12 students with the participation of the private sector. ESRI stepped up to offer access for all public and private schools to ArcGIS Online. ESRI says the grant could be worth as much as $1 billion, perhaps the largest Connect Ed commitment to date. We'll dig into the potential for this grant after a word from our sponsor.
Directions Magazine is the leader in geospatial technology webinars. If your organization is interested in more sales leads, stronger brand awareness, and positioning your company as a key thought leader, then let us help you deliver a professionally produced live event that reaches a global audience. For more information on both our 30 and 60-minute webinar formats, go to www.geospatialwebinars.com.
Now, ESRI is well known for its commitment to geography, GIS, and technology education at all levels, K through university. And it's worth noting that many K through 12 schools in the United States already have access to ArcGIS Online via statewide education licenses or via district licenses. And it's also worth noting that this new initiative does not magically provide licenses, but rather schools have to request them. When they make that request, what they get, in fact, is a school license with 500 named users. We've also learned that as of July, that release of ArcGIS Online will include a new custom role called student for students and new tools for the administrator of the account to manage those student accounts. And that's something that I know the university users have been asking for some time, and I'm sure that will be well received across all of ESRI's education users. Now, where I want to start with this grant, Joe, is with which schools are going to step up and take advantage of it. Which schools, why are they going to step up? Which ones won't? What do you think?
Well, I'll answer your question directly, and I think this is more of a program for magnet schools, the ones that perhaps focus on science, technology, engineering, math. I think it's a perfect setup for them to take advantage of this type of a program, and I hope they do. But I don't hold out a lot of promise for others, and I'll tell you why, and which is, if I was presented with this opportunity, my first question is, what's ArcGIS? I think we're missing something very, very basic. We're assuming that every college student majoring in education and social studies or history, even geography, has heard of GIS and has created a map using something more than Google, that they are somehow well-versed in applications of location technology and spatial reasoning. And this has been introduced through study in classic geographic principles. And that these education majors somehow understand the use of the technology in a variety of applications. So I'm a little confounded at the fact that we've put the cart way ahead of the horse in this case. All kudos to ESRI for making this grant as a part of ConnectEd. But there's an awful lot of work that has to be done first.
There is, and I give Jack a lot of credit. In an interview with Bloomberg TV, the interviewer asked, what kind of impact is this going to have? How long is it going to take? And he said years and years, and he's absolutely right. He knows how hard this is because ESRI has been working at this, again, K through university, for basically the entire existence of the company.
Yeah, long time.
This is tough stuff, and I agree with you. I think the low-hanging fruit are people who are committed to geography, who maybe have degrees in it and then go into education, people who focus on social studies who know about GIS and use it, and or people who can make that maybe not so obvious connection between GIS technology and STEM technology, which I think for many people is still kind of a little fuzzy.
It's another tough step in that process. I just question who's going to be the champion here, for ESRI or broadly for GIS? Who will be the one to go to the school boards and the superintendents to get this into the curriculum? I mean, who's the champion for special training for teachers? Who's going to go to the nation's colleges to introduce geoliteracy to education majors so that when they get out, they can teach it? And you're right. Jack has to see this vision 10 years down the road for this to come to full fruition.
Right. And there are some implications, I think, for universities. And I was very pleased to see a piece by Tom Fisher, who's a dean at the University of Minnesota, who basically said what the impacts will be. And one place he made that connection is between universities that focus on educating educators, and many of those same universities have geography and very strong GIS programs. So we got to get those folks even tighter linked up, as you suggest as well.
Yeah, and I read Tom's article, and he's a brilliant guy, but I felt like he failed to point out some of the gotchas and the barriers to this. You know, he just seems to have a little bit of a rose-colored glasses on him, you know, like, because he says, making ArcGIS Online available at every American school will also have enormous educational value. And then he follows that with another quote from this man, Enrique Legaspi, of the i.m.angel Foundation, and he goes, and he puts it this way, he goes, GIS maps are part of a new feature of education. Well, first of all, you don't say GIS maps. So he's quoting somebody who doesn't even recognize what GIS does and what it can do. So I just felt that Tom should have been a little bit more critical, or at least constructively critical of the program.
What we're really seeing is those of us who have already been sold on this vision and the value of GIS in education, and that's who's speaking, Tom Fisher and Daniel Edelstein from National Geographic also had a piece, very, very positive. They're us. What we really need to do is communicate with the people who are not us. And those people need a different kind of statement. And I made this argument at a recent conference we had at Harvard University on online GIS education. And the real question was, how do we get GIS education across the curriculum? And let's forget the online-offline part for a minute. And the argument that I made is, we have got to figure out what pain adding this into the curriculum takes away. Right? That's how we sell it to educators. That's how we sell it to administrators. That somehow we're going to get higher test scores. You know, if we are obligated to teach STEM, that this is the tool that's going to allow us to do it. If we want student engagement, that this is how we're going to do it. If we want problem-based learning, this is how we're going to do it. Those are the kinds of conversations we need to have with the people on the receiving side.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I think even you take a step back further than this, because it almost sounds like it's a program that's never had to deal with a local school system, because something will have to give in terms of a teacher's limited time to teach. How are we going to incentivize the teachers to learn what this technology can do throughout all of the things that they've already got to do? I mean, just take the Connected Ed program in general. They're going to have to learn more about online presentation tools. I think Prezi is part of the Connected Ed program. Autodesk is allowing their 3D software licenses to be used. So which one do you choose? And how do you teach it? And where's the incentive for the teachers to go learn something new?
All really, really important questions. Let me move to another important question, which really didn't come up in the conversation about this grant, and that has to do with how this grant might enhance something very near and dear to our hearts, geoliteracy. How will it impact STEM learning? How will it impact project-based learning, which is something that was called out in the press release, that this tool can be used to enhance that kind of learning.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that, again, I'm hoping that we'll see more about this now that the announcement has been made, that there is going to be research, right? And we can take two schools, one that has access to and uses the software and one that chooses not to for whatever reason, and let's see if their geoliteracy, let's see if their STEM understanding, you know, let's see if it matters.
Yeah, I think you framed it correctly. First of all, ArcGIS is a tool, nothing more. It's a calculator, right? Why do we need calculators? Well, okay, maybe I'm majoring in chemistry or physics, and somebody has to teach me the basics of chemical reactions before you tell me about the scientific method for which I may need a calculator. It's the same principle about spatial analysis. so that I have to understand the principles before you teach me ArcGIS, right? I mean, that is the fundamental things that have to go on first. I'll give you another example. So it has to do with a course that our colleague Wes Stroh taught and I helped design called Location Intelligence for Business. We introduced principles. We never touched the computer. And some of the feedback that we had from students was, this was really one of the better courses I've ever taken because it taught me something I didn't know. And from there, you build upon that to go teach them the tool. But you got to teach them the basics first.
Yeah, that certainly was not how this program was introduced.
No.
Now, the last thing I want to talk about is to sort of bring our perspective. We're insiders, but we try to play outsiders as well. And to make some suggestions to two different groups. One group are the Geo Mentors. And if you remember back a couple years ago, that was a program that ESRI started with National Geographic to link up professionals and others interested in GIS to work with educators and use GIS in the schools. Now ESRI has sort of re-upped that effort now in partnership with a GIS certification institute, GISHI, to try to get the folks who have the GISP designation to participate as Geo Mentors as part of the Connect Ed initiative. So we've got that group, hopefully going to be some of the soldiers out there bringing this into the schools. And the other big player, of course, is ESRI itself. So let's start with the Geo Mentors. What kind of advice would you give to a Geo Mentor, something that they could do to help make this program successful?
I think, and I really applaud the Geo Mentor effort. I do think it's going to take an army of volunteers to get this out there. And I would start with what I suggested before, which is let's start with some of the basics of geographic principles and introduce that into the classroom or introduce it to a group of teachers first who could then integrate it. And I would say that the best thing that the Geo Mentor could do is bring case studies and applications so that it gets real very fast to the teacher so that in some regard we're not too bogged down with the principles. You know, like teach the principles first, but let's quickly move to the case studies so that there's a basic of understanding of the applications and potential.
Right. And I guess I would add on to that. Come armed with those local case studies, local data, local issues. More than likely, GIS folks in the area will be aware of the nonprofits. You know, can we tie into some of the challenges that they have and help serve them by collecting data and analyzing data? Now, of course, this is differently appropriate at different ages, but those are the kind of things that are going to, as you said, get the educators excited and get quickly into something that's real and authentic learning.
Yeah, and you know, just as way back, you know, several years ago, the concept of GPS and using, you know, GPS handheld devices to students to at least show them how to collect data. We're now moving into a different area from collecting data to analyzing and using that as a tool. So it's certainly what we have to do next. It's just going to take another 10, 15 years to have it come to fruition.
Right. And I'll make one more plug for the folks who are stepping up to become Geo Mentors. Some of those folks are already involved in education, either because they have kids in school or because it's one of their hobbies or whatever, and they sort of know the state of education. Other folks who are working professionals who spend 8 hours a day doing GIS may not.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, one great way for them to jump up to sort of the education side, take one of these great MOOCs that's teaching GIS, see how they do it. What basics do they teach? And then how do they move to the computer and so forth? Make sure they know about project-based learning. That is not something you and I used in the classroom back when we were students. Isn't something I even used when I was an educator. Take advantage of ESRI's free courses. If you don't use ArcGIS online and you don't know how it works, go learn that. It's going to be easier for you than it's going to be for the educator who's never seen it. And finally, and this one is really, I think, is the best way to figure out what educators' issues are and what challenges you're going to have, go to your local ed camp. It's an unconference. It's where the best teachers go to get their professional development. And if you just hang out there for a day, you will get the vibe and you'll get a sense of what you need to bring to the table to be really good at this.
Right, right. And I think another thing we wanted to mention was the fact that the statewide geographic alliances need to be brought into this program. It seems like they were a little bit left out of this. So maybe the folks who are leading the statewide geographic alliances can step up, get them involved, and hopefully they won't feel left out at the outset here, because I think they're important to the process.
Right. And let's move over to the advice that we'd give ESRI. And I think that I hope a letter went out to the state alliances saying, hey, great new program, here are the resources, work with your regional office to get this up and going in your area, you know, let's go. The other thing I really want to tag ESRI to do, ESRI has had statewide licenses K-12 for, some states just got them, but some of them have been in place for a couple of years now. Let's get some best practices for using ArcGIS online in K-12. Let's get that stuff documented. Let's start these new users of ArcGIS online standing on the shoulders of the folks who've already been there.
Yeah, and maybe some of the teachers of those programs that have been successful can, you know, write up some notes in terms of what made them successful. How did they get started? You know, what did the students glob onto first about using the tools and technology?
Right, what mistakes were made? Much of this kind of content appears at the Education GIS conference that's coming up, and I suspect we'll be talking about that. The other thing that we're sort of saying indirectly is ESRI now has to scale up the programs that it has to educate educators. It has one called T3G, Teachers Teaching Teachers, which typically has about 100 or so in a cohort each year.
Right.
Now that's got to scale up to all the teachers that are going to play in this new pool. And that means getting it online, getting videos of the presentations, making it available at all hours. This is a perfect opportunity for ESRI or perhaps some other organization to offer a MOOC specifically for these K-12 teachers to get comfortable with ArcGIS Online and how to implement it. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
From us here at Directions Magazine, the 2014 GeoEnergy Huntsville Summit will be held the 12th to the 13th in Huntsville, Alabama. The summit will host corporations and government agencies for demonstrating emerging technologies and support job growth and new economic development opportunities in Huntsville and the surrounding region. For more information, go to geohuntsville.com/conference.
And can K-12 educators come too?
Absolutely. We are encouraging students and educators to learn more about the applications in geospatial technology and energy sustainability.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can send us a tweet @directionsmag, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is posted @directionsmagazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.